This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Time now for part one of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Smokey Jennings Chevrolet of Palmyra, by Farm Credit Services of Illinois, and by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield.
If you're looking for commitment, flexibility, competitive interest rates, and on-the-farm service, then try Farm Credit Services of Illinois. For over 95 years, generations of farmers have been turning to Farm Credit for all their farm financing and crop insurance needs. As a farmer-owned and directed cooperative, Farm Credit is there to meet the needs of today's farm families. Whether it's a farm real estate loan, operating line of credit, machinery refinance, or one of our many crop insurance options, Farm Credit has the products farmers want with the service you deserve. Products and services delivered by professionals who know agriculture. It's our only business. Farm Credit brings a higher level of experience and expertise to farm lending, providing better financial solutions for your farm business. Call Farm Credit Services of Illinois today at 800-444-FARM. Remember, 800-444-FARM. Whether we're in the field with you or in the office for you, farming is our life too.
Taylor Tire and Auto in Litchfield is your headquarters for Firestone Farm Tires and Service. Taylor Tire, your authorized Firestone Tire dealer, is the place to call for all your Firestone Farm Tire needs. And when you need in-the-field service, the folks at Taylor Tire and Auto are trained, experienced, and they have the right equipment to do the job and on time. So when you need Firestone Farm Tires or in-the-field service, call the folks at Taylor Tire and Auto at the west end of Tyler Avenue, Litchfield.
Accidents happen, and when they do to your vehicle, you want the job done right. For that, you need two things, the right person and the right equipment. Smokey Jennings Chevrolet in Palmyra has both. Body shop manager and Carlinville resident Jeremy Gons has certified technicians and the latest equipment like a frame straightening rack, sandblasting booth, a 100 alignment machine, and downdraft bake finish paint booth to give you a factory finish. They can paint your bumper, fix the deer hit, or even do color spray-in blenders. And they provide loaner cars. Accidents happen. Let Jerry and the crew at Smokey Jennings handle it for you. Getting the job done right since 1946.
The DTN general opening call later this morning. Expect corn to open steady to 2 higher, beans 8 to 9 cents lower, wheat steady to about a penny higher. The overnight crude oil market 8 cents higher at 104.28, Brent crude 76 cents lower at 118.02. The June gold contract $3.20 lower at $1,647.90. The U.S. dollar index 0.214 higher at 79.766. On the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday, May wheat closed at 615.5, down 3/4. July wheat closed at 620.25, down a penny. And September wheat closed at 634.75, up a half. May corn on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday closed at 616.75, down 6.5. July corn closed at 607.25, down 6. And September corn closed at 541.5, up 3/4. May soybeans on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday closed at 1425.75, up 5.75. July beans closed at 1431.5, up 7.25. August beans closed at 1419.25, up 7.5. May soybean meal on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday closed at 393.80, up 24. July meal closed at 397.30, up 34. August meal closed at 390.90, up 33. May soybean oil yesterday closed at 55.76, up a dime. July oil closed at 56.16, up 11. August oil closed at 56.34, up a dime. May oats on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday closed at 320.75, down 2.25. July oats closed at 323.5, down 3.5. Right now, we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture offices in Springfield for the Cash Grain Report.
This is Kent McFarland with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture Grain Market News Report. Illinois country grain prices were mixed on Tuesday afternoon, with corn and wheat lower and soybeans higher. Soybean values were supported by the report of lower world oil seed production. The National Ag Statistics Service today reported that 17% of the U.S. corn crop has been planted compared to the five-year average of 5%. Illinois farmers have 14% of their corn in the ground compared to the five-year average of 6%. Central Illinois grain deals quoted their corn bids 5 to 9 cents lower at 610 to 616. Soybeans were 3 to 6 cents higher at $14 to $14.13. Corn bids in southern Illinois were mostly 6 to 8 cents lower at 618 to 641. Soybeans 3 to 9 higher at 14.12 to 14.30, and wheat was steady to 4 cents lower at 5.95 to 6.14. St. Louis area elevators and mills reported their corn bids 6 to 7 cents lower, ranging from 6.18 to 6.24. Soybeans were up 6 cents at 14.13 to 14.25, and wheat bids closed mixed at 6.05 to 6.15. Illinois River barge loading elevators quoted their corn bids 4 to 6 cents lower at 6.26 to 6.33. Soybeans were 5 to 6 cents higher at 14.28 to 14.32. New crop wheat was mostly 1 cent lower at 6.01 to 6.11. East St. Louis barge loading elevators quoted their corn bids 6 to 7 cents lower at 6.43 to 6.45. Soybean bids were 2 to 3 cents higher at 14.46 to 14.49. Wheat closed down 2 cents at 6.37 to 6.38, and milo was off 6 at 5.96 to 5.97. This is Kent McFarland returning you back to WSMI.
On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday, May hogs closed at 89.80, up a dollar and a quarter. June hogs closed at 89.77, up 105. July hogs closed at 90.40, up 102. April cattle on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday, 121.60, up 87. June cattle closed at 116.57, up 42. August cattle closed at 119.65, up 62. April feeder cattle on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday closed at 151.35, up a dollar. May feeders 153.12, up 120. August feeders closed at 156.70. Up 122. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture offices in Springfield for the cash livestock market report.
The closing livestock reports for Tuesday, April 17th. For the Eastern Corn Belt, daily direct hogs, barrels, and gilts closed 6 cents higher. Carcass base price range 80 to 90, weighted average is 79.52. Hogs purchased in Illinois today, 12,900. Illinois direct barrel and gilt trade steady, 53 to 56, and Illinois direct slaughterhouse steady to 2 lower. U.S. 1s to 3s under 400 pounds and 400 to 450 pounds, 44 to 48. 450 to 550 pounds at 46 to 50. Over 550 pounds at 48 to 51. Today's estimated receipts, 1,425, and Monday's actuals, 800. Pork carcass cutout, 76.75, and that is down $1.10. Estimated daily livestock slaughter and federal inspection hogs for today, 419,000. Last week, 418,000. A year ago, 416,000. Week to date of 832,000. Cattle for today and last week, both 125,000. A year ago, 131,000. Week to date of 234,000. Box beef canal values were higher on moderate to fairly good demand and moderate offerings. Total movement today, 170 fallows and 48 trim. Choice at 183.47. That is up $2.21. Select at 182.16, and that is up $1.67. Open a report for the United Producers Auction over at Shelbyville. Estimated receipts this morning, 663. Compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifers are trading steady to 50 cents higher, with Holstein steers steady. Slaughter steers, choice 2s to 3s, 124 to 126.5. Select and choice 2s and 3s, 118.25 to 124. Holstein steers, choice 2s to 3s, 114 to 118.5. Heifers, choice 2s to 3s, 124 to 126.5. Select and choice 2s and 3s, 120 to 124. Monday at the Arthur Hay Auction, 935 bales sold. Compared to last week, small squares sold 1 to 2 lower. Wheat straw steady in a light test. Large squares not well tested, but lower undertone noted. Alfalfa, premium quality small squares at 5.5 to 7. Good quality small squares at 4.25 to 5. Large squares from 62.5 to 80. Alfalfa, orchard grass mix, premium quality small squares at 575 with good quality at 4.25. Mixed grass, good quality small squares at 275 to 3.25, large rounds at 32. Wheat straw, good quality small squares, 2 to 275, and large squares at 16. At the United Producers Hay Auction this morning, 212 bales sold. Compared to last week, hay sold mostly 50 cents lower. All prices for small squares on a per bale basis. Alfalfa, good quality, $4 to $6. Alfalfa mixed grass, good quality, 4.25 to 5.75. Mixed grass, good quality, 3.75 to 4.5. Thank you. This is Kim Harmon with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture Livestock Grain Market News Service, returning you back to WSMI.
Also on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday, April Class 3 milk closed at $15.78, down a penny. For May, $14.83, down 15. For June, $14.71, down a quarter. Butter on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday for April closed at $143.5, unchanged. For May, $143, down one. And for June, $145.25. That was down 1.75. Non-fat dry milk on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday for April closed at $124, down 1. For May, $123.5, unchanged. And for June, $123.5, down 3/4. Spot prices on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday for butter, $142.25, unchanged. For block cheese, $149, up a quarter. For barrel cheese, $146. Unchanged. Here are the bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated of Greenfield and Scottville. Corn delivered to Greenfield for April, $6.27. For May, $6.15. Corn delivered to Scottville for April, $6.19. And for May, $6.07. Beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville for April, $14.11. And for May, $14.17. And wheat delivered to Scottville, $5.98. For more information or to confirm the bids, call Hog Inc.'s Greenfield office at 217-368-2888. The pre-opening prices, once again, corn at Greenfield, $6.27, corn at Scottville, $6.19, beans at Scottville or Greenfield, $14.11, wheat at Scottville, $5.98. That's all for part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Wednesday, brought to you by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield, by Farm Credit Services of Illinois, and by Smokey Jennings Chevrolet of Palmyra. Color radar shows no precipitation in our mid-Illinois listening area on this Wednesday morning. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
When it comes to lawn care, Greenyard Professional Lawn Care by FS has you covered. FS Lawn Care can help you with everything from weed control to fertilizer application and interseeding or complete seeding for a new home or business. And right now, step two in a six-part program, broadleaf control, is being applied. To learn about the steps, 1 through 6, and the secret to achieving a healthy, lush, green lawn, call any local FS plant location in Macoupin, Montgomery, or Madison County. M&M Service Company, the local answer to your world of needs.
Across mid-Illinois for today, sunny skies, high temperatures in the low 70s, south winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear, low temperatures in the low 50s. Tomorrow, Thursday, partly cloudy, the high in the upper 70s. And your extended forecast for Friday through Sunday, partly cloudy and cooler, a chance of showers on Friday. Low temperatures in the low 40s, highs in the upper 50s. Right now at the Weather Center, the winds are calm, the barometric pressure is steady. Our temperature, 42 degrees under partly cloudy skies. This check of color radar weather brought to you this morning by the M&M Service Company. Part two of the Morning Farm Show is next.
Finally, a mower with some giddy-up, 9 miles per hour. Introducing the John Deere EasyTrac Z600 Series with a 4-year limited warranty at Sloan's. John Deere EasyTracs are easy to turn, easy to handle, and with Deere season financing, now they're easy to own. Your John Deere is here. Get one today at Sloan's. Visit any of Sloan's 11 Central Illinois locations or online at Sloan's.com. Power up
with Sloan's. Part two of the Morning Farm Show this morning brought to you by Wright Automotive of Hillsboro and by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value. First of all, in our farm news today, here's our weekly crop condition report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture. We join Brad Schwab.
Statewide temperatures averaged a near normal 51.4 degrees and rainfall accumulations came in at 98 one-hundredths of an inch, which was only 9 one-hundredths below normal for the 7-day period ending April 15th. However, most of the much-needed rainfall came over the weekend. There were just over 5 days suitable for field work, and topsoil moisture supplies improved to 3% very short, 24% short, 61% adequate, and 12% surplus. Subsoil moisture below the 6-inch profile was rated at 64% adequate or surplus, an increase of 11 percentage points for these two categories. The wettest crop reporting district was the southeastern district, where topsoil moisture supplies were rated 66% adequate and 32% surplus. The west southwestern crop reporting district came in second place at 59% adequate and 30% surplus. The crop reporting district leading the state in rainfall accumulations was also the west southwestern at 1.61 inches for the week. Corn planting advanced by 24 percentage points to 41% complete. This compares to 8% planted last year and 6% for the five-year average. To put this progress in perspective, in just 7 days, Illinois farmers planted 3 million acres of corn. Much of the early planted corn has also emerged at 11%. This compares with 0% last year and for the five-year averages. The crop reporting district leading the state in corn progress was the west southwestern district at 69% planted and 34% emerged. Soybean planting now stands at 2% complete statewide. Like corn, this is also considered an early start for soybean planting, where we normally do not expect planting to begin in earnest until late April or early May. Oat seeding reached 93% complete, compared to 59% last year and 44% for the five-year average. Heading of the soft red winter wheat crop was reported at 40%, well ahead of normal for this time of year, and condition of the winter wheat crop was rated in 77% good or excellent. Red clover, pastures, and alfalfa were all rated in mostly good condition, and the first cutting of alfalfa was just getting underway at 3% complete. This has been Brad Schwab with the Illinois Field Office of the USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service in Springfield.
Two Illinois egg producers, Rose Acre Farms and Pearl Valley Eggs, have made donations to the Central Illinois Food Bank in Springfield. We talked to Kaylee Friend of the food bank, and she says the donations are appreciated.
And we are really excited about it because it's a great source of protein for our agencies to have, and eggs are something that's kind of difficult for us to get sometimes, so this is really, really helpful.
And these are fresh eggs, right?
Absolutely, yes. We did already receive one donation. It came from Rose Acre Farms, and this time they're coming from Pearl Valley Eggs, and actually this time we're getting 43,000 eggs. So that is quite a few eggs that we're going to be getting.
Yes, it is. How many families will this serve then?
Well, we work with 21 counties, and we have about 150 agencies, so it's hard to give an exact number on how many families this will serve. But, I mean, when you think about the total donation we're going to receive is over 100,000 eggs. So that's a lot of fresh eggs for those families. So I know that it's going to be put to good use, and there's going to be a lot of families out there who really benefit from this.
How often have you had this egg donation program through your food bank?
Honestly, I'm fairly new, so I'm not exactly sure how long this is going. I know we did receive it last year, and I believe this is a long-standing partnership, so we're really excited to be working with them again this year. They will be coming in around 10 o'clock tomorrow, and we'll unload the truck and put them into our big refrigerator here, and then our agencies will come and pick them up and take them to the families that need them.
That was Kaylee Friend of the Central Illinois Food Bank in Springfield. On the AM Live program Monday, our guest was Don Schaefer, the Executive Vice President of the Mid-Illinois Truckers Association. We talked about safety and about the start of the construction season in Illinois.
A lot of traffic out there, a lot of traffic on the roads. Planting season's going great, but there's a lot of equipment out there. Please be careful because of the fact that with that equipment out there extra early, it does get darker a little bit, still gets dark, you know, a little bit early, and, you know, the sun's not up until 9 o'clock or anything like that. So be aware of what's out there, a lot of slow-moving equipment. Because of the fact that the construction season has started earlier. I mean, we're working on roads here, you know, weeks ahead of schedule. Be aware of the fact that there is a lot of construction going to be going on, not just on I-55 here, but there's work going on I-57 right now. There's work going on I-70, I-64, I-74. I mean, I just go on.
And probably on. A lot of state roads, too.
Yep. A lot of interstate work, especially if you get down around the Mount Vernon area. Please be real careful down around there. That has been notoriously horrible the last 3 years. fatalities in these construction zones, because we do have just real problems down around I-57 and 64.
I think a man got killed just a few weeks ago on I-57 south of Mount Vernon.
Yeah, and that's right where the construction's going on. People seem to have a penchant to go down there of driving as fast as they can. They hit that construction zone, they don't pay attention, and traffic stops real quick. So, I mean, that's the big thing, is the fact that road construction starting early, farming, you know, the planting season started a little bit earlier. The fact is that there's just a lot of movement going on with the good weather.
And that was Don Schaefer, the executive vice president of the Mid-Illinois Truckers Association. The pace of pork exports to China has fluctuated over the past several months due to internal regulations in that country. But as Joe Sheely reports, a key issue has been resolved that could be beneficial to pork producers.
While the pace of U.S. pork exports to China has slowed from the record volumes recorded late last year, China still makes up a key component of the U.S. industry's global export picture. A new regulatory order requires all foreign food processing establishments to register in China by May 1st. But all U.S. federally inspected meat establishments, except those specifically delisted by China, will remain eligible. USMEF Export Services Director Kevin Smith explains that this is a positive outcome for the U.S. pork industry.
This was a notice that was published by China last fall. It essentially just indicated their desire to have all establishments that were going to be exporting to China any type of food product go through a registration process with a division that they were establishing. We worked with other associations, other trade associations here in the U.S., and worked with our own government in developing a set of comments in response to that publication. The comments were reviewed by the Chinese authorities. They incorporated some of the things that we were asking for. It basically means that instead of having to go through what is potentially a very rigorous registration process, something that could be very detailed and time-consuming, this really just allows for the continued recognition of our food safety system, and that's really important.
Smith adds that while U.S. pork still faces some market access challenges in China, ongoing discussions with regulatory officials have been beneficial.
You know, it's a work in progress with China, and we continue to work in developing a relationship with the regulatory authorities in China so to better understand what they need in terms of their regulations and making their policies work in a way that's acceptable to them and something that makes it so that our exporters can be able to do it in a way that's still cost-effective and meaningful, and then we can have continued trade.
For more on this and other trade issues, please visit usmef.org.
At 6:32 on this Wednesday morning from WSMI, WSMI FM 106, the nation's largest farm organization has released its quarterly Market Basket Survey. American Farm Bureau economist John Anderson explains what is found in this report. We join the American Farm Bureau Federation's Jana Miller.
The American Farm Bureau's Market Basket Survey for the first quarter of 2012 shows retail prices were up about 7% from last year at this time and from last quarter. Now the good news.
I think the rate of increase has slowed down. As we talked about a lot last year, we expected fairly aggressive food price increases last year, and we did get that. We've been saying for the last two or three months that we expect that to slow down in 2012, and that also seems to be happening. We're looking for food price inflation that's much more in line with the general level of prices, so somewhere in the 2 to 3% range.
American Farm Bureau economist John Anderson says the survey suggests one section of the grocery store will still have higher prices, the meat counter, because meat supplies take longer to adjust. Here's one reason why.
When you think of cattle, you think of Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, New Mexico, places like that, and they were devastated by the drought last year, and that forced a lot of farmers and ranchers to really reduce their numbers. A lot of cattle had to be sent to market because there was just not really anything to feed them, certainly nothing that could be fed economically. So that has reduced the productive capacity. Ranchers in Texas particularly had to reduce their cattle numbers drastically because of a lack of feed, and that reduces the number of animals that they'll have to sell down the road. They are trying to rebuild now, but again, it's a slow process.
Anderson says one reason he expects price increases to slow is that most energy analysts think fuel prices may have peaked.
Energy prices have been a factor, and the evidence for that, I think, if you look at our market basket, is that most of the items in our basket increased. So when you see that kind of broad-based across-the-board increase, that's a good sign that energy is playing a role there, because energy prices affect everything. Everything gets hauled somewhere. If it hadn't been for higher fuel prices, I don't think we would have had a 7% increase in our market basket. I think it still would have been higher, but probably more like 4, 5, 6%.
Jonna Miller, Washington.
Some other notes in the farm news on this Wednesday morning. Wayne County is experiencing a land rush thanks to a controversial effort to tap into hard-to-reach oil and gas deposits. A new twist on horizontal hydraulic fracturing may enable energy companies to hit pay dirt in southern Illinois, and representatives of those companies are descending on the region, digging through land records, then offering leases to farmers and other owners of mineral rights. As much as $100 million has been spent on leasing rights in the region. California's $2 billion citrus industry is bracing for the spread of a crop-killing disease after an infected tree was discovered in the yard of a suburban Los Angeles home. Huang longbing, or citrus greening, attacks the vascular system of citrus trees and clogs the flow of nutrients. The bacterial disease prevents fruit from fully forming, makes it bitter, and destroys the tree. There is no cure, and authorities order the uprooting of any tree found to have the disease. Huang longbing has decimated groves in China, Brazil, also in Florida. Agriculture officials in Arkansas and Louisiana have warned veterinarians to watch for signs of a potentially fatal horse disease if there's another drought this year. The disease is often called pigeon fever, because basketball-sized abscesses in the chest and abdomen can give horses a pigeon-breasted look. It also referred to as dry land strangles. The disease has been reported in at least a dozen states in the past decade. The state veterinary lab in Louisiana has confirmed 33 cases during last year's drought. The number could be as far greater, perhaps as many as 300, Louisiana State University veterinarian Rebecca McConico has said. Once again, the DTN general opening call for later today. Expect corn to open steady to 2 higher, beans 8 to 9 lower, wheat about a penny higher, the overnight crude oil market 8 cents higher at 104.28, Brent crude 76 cents lower at 118.02. The June gold contract $3.20 lower at $1,647.90. We'll keep you updated throughout the day with the commodity markets on both WSMI and WSMI FM 106, beginning with the opening commodity markets this morning at 9:32. Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Wright Automotive of Hillsboro and by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau.